Hold up.
How deep can we go? Cause you're pulling me straight down.
We talk the vote. Right here on the Generic Live Show. Giving you all of the critical information you need to know before America votes. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. So good to be here with you on a Sunday. And this is the last time while we have to sit down and probably go through this election in greater detail. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. We are talking the vote with Dale Campbell. So good to be here with you. Next weekend is Extra Life, by the way. Gig.io.net/Extra Life to head over there and donate. That is happening next weekend. In this time slot, it'll be ending, which is exciting. No, I'm just kidding. It'll be the second hour of the program, so I'll have one more hour to do. Before, that's exactly 7 days away. Holy moly. Okay. So, that will be fun. Then, next Tuesday, will be election night. We'll be doing an election results night. We don't know the time quite of yet, so stay tuned to Facebook and social media pipes there to get full details on times and stuff. But we are looking at me and my partner, CJ Boat. We'll be doing that election night coverage here on Geek.io. Sitting down, going through state by state as it comes in, assumably, and looking at the results and seeing who becomes the next president of the United States. So here's the thing. We are talking about, we are sitting down, we are looking at polls, we are looking at news, we're sitting down, we're analyzing it all. Last chance to do that. So let's have a look at the four-way race for president. The Real Clear Politics average as of the 28th, so that would be Friday. Yes, Friday, because it's a weekend and no one does polling on weekend. So in a four-way race, Clinton is up 3.8%. In October alone, Clinton has had an overall increase in popularity, and Trump is around even. He's up slightly, by the way. Gary Johnson has declined the most in October, whereas Stein has stayed steady throughout this whole race. So the Real Clear Politics polling average has Clinton up 3.8, with Johnson at 5.3, Stein at 2.1, Trump at 41.1, and Clinton at 44.9. The polls on that average include Reuters Espos poll has Clinton up 4, CNBC has Clinton up 9, Pew Research has Clinton up 6. Again, I don't know how this is possible. Fox News has Clinton up 3, Economist YouGov has Clinton up 5, Gravis has Clinton up 1, Rasmussen has a tie, sod, IPP tracking poll has Clinton up 4, and ABC News tracking has Clinton up 2. When we look at a two-way race, the gap isn't that much different. The spread is 4.3. And here's where things get a little bit interesting. CNBC has Clinton up 10. Pew Research has Clinton up 7. Fox News, again, I don't know how this is happening. One of my two biggest surprises, by the way, of this week is how Clinton has been up consistently in Fox News polling, which is bizarre. I know it's got nothing to do with the network themselves, but you would think that, I don't know. about that. Has Clinton up 5. According to YouGov, have Clinton up 3. IBD, TIPP tracking poll has Clinton up 4. LA Times and University of Southern California have Clinton up, Trump up 2. That's Trump up 2. And ABC Washington Post tracking has Clinton up 3. In October, if we can go back that, back there, Clinton is about even on support. And Trump, of course, has gone down in support over the... I keep hitting empty cans. I've had a lot of beverages. Not alcoholic beverage, but sugar drinks. Because sugar drinks gets me hype up for this presidential election, by the way. Because nothing else will at this point. So I have to have sugar drink to pump up. So we have a look around the map. So 270 electoral votes are needed to win this election. We have a look at them, and wow, this has not looked that this bad in a long time. Kane and Clinton, Clinton being at the top of the ticket and Kane being the vice presidential pick on the Democratic side, had 252 to win. There are 160 votes in toss-up phase, and Pence Trump at the top has 126 votes, 49 of which are solid Trump, 115 a solid Democrat. To tell you the spread, let's look at some of these movements. So some of these movements, some of these toss-up states, rather. Let's have a look at these. Some of these are revealing. There's 3, 6, 10 of them. 10 states. Florida, which for the last two have been Obama. Narrow wins. 2.8 on 2008. But 2012 was a narrow win. Has Clinton up 0.07 would be interesting. A seventh of a percent. A tenth of a seventh. I don't know how that would work. And Ohio has Trump up 1.1, which is good news for Trump because it was at Obama a stronghold for two cycles. Pennsylvania has Clinton up 5, which has been Democratic for a while. North Carolina, which has Clinton up 2.4, was a Romney win in 2012, but an Obama win in 2008 by 0.3, and a Bush strong victory in 2004. Nevada has Clinton up 1.6. That was a strong Obama win in 2012-2008, but a Bush win in 2004. Iowa has Trump up 1.4, stealing it away from Obama from 2012 and 2008, but a Bush win in 2004. Arizona, by the way, is going to Clinton 1.5. That has been red for a long time, and it's strong for the last, I don't know how many election cycles. Georgia is a narrow win for Trump. It's not a strong red, but it is predominantly red. Texas. Think about that. Texas is a toss-up. It's at 4.7. It's a toss-up. I have no idea why, but Trump's up 4.7. So it's likely to go... I think it's likely to go to him anyway. I'm going to put it in that category. Just look at that in just a minute. And Maine District 2 is a toss-up, but it's predominantly Trump at 4.7, whereas that being a strong Democratic hold for a while. Now, sure, we can talk about Indiana, which has been all over the place, but it's currently leaning GOP as Trump's up 6.5. Or... looking at other ones here, I'm just looking for other ones that have been moved away. I don't think so. Yeah, that seems to be about it. So We look at the map and we see if we eliminate the toss-ups, if this is election night, Clinton Kane at 333, Trump Pence at 205. You need 277. Here is, and there, the things can change. I theorized in the first hour of the program how Trump can pull this back. If he turns Arizona back red, which I don't know if that's even possible, that brings back 11 votes. If he pulls out a victory in Nevada from somewhere, if he pulls out a victory in Florida, because I'm moving that back to a toss-up because I didn't... you know what? I'm going to keep it consistent. I'm going to move that to likely. At 250... That's at 287, 251. So that's Arizona, Nevada, Florida. There was other ones. I can't think of what it was. North Carolina. And he gets... all of Maine. So he gets Maine and the two districts of Maine. That's tying it up at 269 apiece. We move Florida to toss up. What would happen if move Florida to toss up? Okay. It just moved Clinton to 269 and Trump Pence back down to 240. We move Texas to toss up. The 269 Democrat, 202 Trump Pence. And we move Arizona to toss up. It's a 269 Democrat, 191 Trump Pence. Those are really toss up at the moment. Where is it? Arizona, Florida, Georgia, though. I'm confident that Trump might pull out a win there, 2.8 points. North Carolina. Pennsylvania is 5 points. Texas, Maine districts I've done, and Nevada. That's right. Let's move Nevada back. So we take those four crucial states with 84 electoral votes, and they're all toss-ups at the moment. Nevada, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Trump gets Texas and Democratic rest. What will that do? That'll be 315, 223. And if he keeps Arizona, that'll be 304, 234. I think it's going to be 304, 234. Oh, close to that. He won't pull out a win in Maine. That's pushing it a little bit. Definitely not Maine prime. But the two districts, he might pull out a win. North Carolina's optimistic. Arizona's even optimistic at this point. And Nevada's going blue. Yeah, this is why I have been so meh on the presidential election, because it just, for both, it's a washout. It's a blue washout. And I'm okay with that. I am 100% okay with that. But I know some people that aren't. And, you know, you have to take it for what it is. And if it is a washout, and like I said in the last hour, Trump's been going against all of these establishment people. What if that happens? What if that happens and there's no going back? Does the party fall apart if you've been attacking them for so long? What happens after you tear them down? Do you rebuild or do you just go away? That's something that people way smarter people than me would have to figure out as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. We're going to take a quiz. We need a break from all of these. And no, I'm not talking about a commercial break, but we need to break this talking of the vote thing up for fun. We're going to do a fun thing. And the last segment of the show, we're not doing any of this. We're going to wash it out. Something else. Oh, I knocked my headphones out. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's 10:20. We talk vote right here on the Generic Live Show, giving you all of the critical information you need to know before America votes. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Roll up, roll up. It's time for everyone's favorite game show. Who said it? Now is your host, Dale Campbell! Alright, thank you for joining us. Hold your applause until the end. Thanks for joining us here on Sunday with Dale Campbell. Who said it? It's your favorite presidential game show. Of course, we'll get back to both sides of the campaign, of course, right after we take a little bit of a fun break. I need a fun break. Who said this? I'm going to keep this on, by the way. I'm going to let that just run its natural course of life. All right, who said it? Who accused their opponent of, quote-unquote, choking? Oh, God, that could be either one. Let's go with... Clinton. Oh, it's correct. All right. What do I do now? All right, let's go. All right. Who used the word rig the most? Let's go Trump. Oh, Clinton. Oh, what, really? How has Clinton used the word? Okay. Who said, I strongly disagree with Ronald Reagan on trade? That's got to be... It is Trump! Oh, wow, that's not good at all. Alright. I'm not going to let anyone into this country that is not vetted. Let's go with... you know what? I'm gonna keep that... Should I keep that music going? I'm going to keep that music going. Alright, here we go. Let's see. I'm not going to let anyone into this country that isn't vetted. Trump. Nope, Clinton, I knew that one. Who said, excuse me, it's my turn, when interrupted by the other candidate? That would be Clinton. That was Trump. Wrong. Oh, God. I'm doing terribly. Who accused their opponent of being a proven liar? Ooh, that's both. Where's the both button? Clinton. Nope, wrong, Trump. I knew that one. Who promised they wouldn't add a penny to the debt? Clinton. Yep, they got that one right. Yay! Who said their opponent shouldn't be allowed to run for president? Oh, dear God, that's both! Why is that both? Trump. Yep, good, nailed it. Alright. Who said they wanted to get undocumented migrants out of the shadows? That's a Democratic thing to say if I ever heard it, Clinton. Correct? Who said, quote, President Obama has deported millions and millions of people. That is Trump. That is Trump to the home and back. Who called their opponent nasty? That's too Trumpy to say, so I'm going to go with Clinton. Nope, it was Trump. Who gained the most Twitter followers during the debate? Trump. Clinton. Oh, wow. I scored 60 out of 100. Oh, yes.
On our new favorite game show, right here on the Generic Live Show. That was a round of Who Said It?
All right, can I be Debbie Downer for a second? Is it sad that most of those sounded like it could have been both? I got 50%, so as a person who has to follow this for this show, the fact that I only got 50% of them, I don't think I should be boasting about that, but, you know, You don't know these things. It did sound like both. Us also, who said it? That's not who had the most Twitter followers during the debate. The quiz is flawed. I'm calling for a rigged. It's a rigged quiz. That quiz is rigged. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, that was fun. That was a fun break. Now back to reality. We are going to be hearing from both camps now. What Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both have said on the campaign trail this week, plus a quick recap of the polls. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show as we talk the vote for a Sunday US presidential election less than 10 days away. Cannot wait for it. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:30. Never miss a minute of the Generic Live Show. Find us on iTunes, just search the Generic Live Show, and listen. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. So, it's dramatic music time. Thanks for joining us. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Now, we are talking the vote here. It's been informative to just sit here and analyse what's going to happen. Now, I mentioned at the top of the hour, just before the top of the hour, I needed a way to say that and not actually be at the top, you know, to say it wasn't at the top of the hour, but it was before the top of the hour. So, here's the thing. I am going off polling numbers. There are some people out there that are going off betting odds. Now, betting odds, you can go off betting odds, but the betting markets are changing constantly. I suppose so are the polls at this point. But the betting, it's nothing. I suppose it is statistically proven, but it's not, you can't prove anything from it. You can't extract any data from it. Plus, polls, they provide more information and just are more substantive than anything else anyway. So that is why I'm going with polls and not betting markets, because betting markets is either X amount for the X candidate to win, and that just, yeah, and whereas the polling kind of shows you where they are and what trends and statistics everywhere, and I don't mind a bit of stats here and there, because I'm just a massive dork like that, I guess. I think it's pretty clear that I love my numbers. That's why I've gotten into this kind of space, is because I just like the sort of optics for it as well. I've just gotten a feel for it over a particular time. It's just a knick-knack, and you just want to present something that's official. So that's why I'm not doing betting markets. But if you're interested... No, I'm just kidding. Just say this big, massive, long sentence and just have it just ruin itself in it. No, that's not what I'm doing. So that is why I've had people ask me why I'm not looking at betting odds as well as polls. That is why. It doesn't add anything. So there. It's my show. I'll do what I want. By the way, in the camera, in the commercial break, I looked at the camera. The shirt's actually blue. It kind of looks darkish blue, but kind of purple. The point of this shirt, and I do need a purple shirt. The point is to look like, as much as, not Humphrey Bieber, the other one. The one that goes, "Oi, boys and girls," that one. I don't know what that voice was. Why, boys and ghouls? Not Humphrey Bieber. Is that Humphrey Bieber? Anyway, I do like this shirt. This isn't my shirt. Anyway, so it's a professional shirt. All I need is a suit jacket. Right there. I don't have a black one. I just have that blue one. Anyway, fashion, politics. So here we go. Real clear politics. We will take a last trip around the country, but here you go. You're going to hear back-to-back the candidates on what they have said this week out on the campaign trail. First, Hillary Clinton on newest released FBI emails new released emails from FBI. And then you've got Donald Trump at a rally in Ohio, I want to say. Both candidates are at, not the same city, but at the same time. Here are both of those candidates going at it. Here we go, back to back. Double episode.
Contacted by anyone. First we knew about it is, I assume, when you knew about it, when this letter sent to Republican members of the House was released. So we don't know the facts, which is why we are calling on the FBI to release all the information that it has. Even Director Comey noted that this new information may not be significant, so let's get it out. No, I think people a long time ago made up their minds about the emails. I think that's factored in to what people think, and now they're choosing a president. So I would urge everybody to get out and vote early in all the states that have early voting, because I think Americans want a president who can lead our country, who can get the economy working for everyone, not just those at the top, and who can bring our country together. You know, we've heard these rumors. We don't know what to believe, and I'm sure there will be even more rumors. That's why it is incumbent upon the FBI to tell us what they're talking about, Jeff, because right now your guess is as good as mine, and I don't think that's good enough. So we've made it very clear that... if they're going to be sending this kind of letter that is only going originally to Republican members of the House, that they need to share whatever facts they...
Whoop. Whoop, we lost Clinton there for a sec.
Hillary Clinton wants to raise taxes on small businesses up to 45%. What a difference. You know, what a difference this is. And just thinking to myself, now we should just cancel the election and just give it to Trump, right? What are we even having it for? What are we having it for? Her policies are so bad. Boy, do we have a big difference. The Washington establishment to hear and heed the words I'm about to say. If we win on November 8th. Okay, you ready? When we win. There's a lot of good energy in Ohio that I can tell. So when we win. We are going to Washington, D.C., and we are going to drain the swamp. You know, that phrase started about a week ago, and I thought it was terrible. I didn't like it at all. I said, I don't know. I just don't like it. And now it's become one of the hottest phrases anywhere in the world, and I'm saying, I like it. That's like, did you ever see the great singers, Frank Sinatra? Some of his greatest hits, he didn't like them. But at the end, he liked them very much. It's what happened with Drain the Swamp. It's a great phrase, but it's true. The people like it. That's much more important.
Okay. First of all, before I get to first of all, so 0.5 of all, sorry about the technical difficulties. Miss Clinton got cut off in there in her final seconds there. So do apologize for that. I don't know what's going on with my control panel today. It's been a bit weird. First of all, I said this last hour, Frank Sinatra was a great performer, and if I was allowed to play some Frank Sinatra, even Frank Sinatra covers on this show, this show would not be a talk show, this would be the 24-hour Frank Sinatra channel good time. That is what this would turn into, because I love Frank Sinatra, and Frank Sinatra has done great things, and Trump saying that drown the swamp, which is, by the way, a new phrase that he's termed in this next last week, to kind of get rid of the establishment. And to, believe me, listen to last hour. I am not going back to that cereal analogy. It involved Donald Trump and cereal, of all things. You know, the cereal, the breakfast cereal. You know, that there breakfast thing that you eat at breakfast time or any other, quite frankly, time of day. Cereal is delicious any time of the day. So that's that. This drown the swamp thing. Don't worry, I'll get to Hillary in just a second here. I want to be fair and balanced. Trump, though, with this drain the swamp thing, he is going against establishment people in Washington, D.C., where he is losing, by the way. It's going to go to Democratic candidates because Trump is tearing people apart. And it's sad to see that is what's happening, and it's just why. I've worked on political campaigns before. I keep bumping cans. Sorry, it's distracting. I'm flailing my hands around today. So I'm passionate. I'm annoyed. So here's the thing. I've worked on political campaigns before, and that is not what you do. You tie yourself to the party, to bring everyone together. Then you deliver your own messaging. Hey, your messaging does like it. I'm not saying that this was the case in my case, but I've known it to be the case previously in other campaigns. You don't even have to tie yourself to that, so you get the resources, you get funding, you get everything from the party. Then your messaging can be your own. You can say you're going to give brownies to everyone if you win, and that cannot be the party platform. Prior to this previous election cycle, I was not a party person, and I agree with, I don't believe I'm saying this, I agree with Ted Cruz. When you go into the ballot booth, you have to vote your conscience, whether you do it indirectly or directly. That's just how it happens. But the point I'm trying to make here is you do that because that's just what you do. And him tarnishing the brand is probably either going to do one of two things. It's either for his supporters, he's going to, actually one of three things could happen, four things could happen. You could vote Democratic top ticket all the way down. You can vote Democrat at the top, and, sorry, other way around, Republican at the top and Democratic all the way down the ticket. Or you can skip president and vote all the way down the ticket. I don't see how you can vote Democratic at the top of the ticket and vote Republican all the way down. That's just not going to happen here, because there's no crossover there in terms of that. And comparing, why is Donald Trump comparing himself to the late great Frank Sinatra? It's just not how that works. And on the other side of the aisle too, with Hillary Clinton and these email drops, yes, that does not help her trustworthy numbers. And what is she going to do with the when she gets in the White House? Is she going to set up a private email server then too? Is that, that's not a worry I've heard, by the way. You heard it here first on the Generic Live Show. But when she gets in there, is she going to set up a private server then? That does not help her trustworthy numbers. And she's saying, oh, I'm going to leave it up to the FBI to tell people what's happening. That's not a Hillary impersonation. I don't know what voice that was. That's me and my Trump. That's me and my Australian Hillary versus Italian Donald Trump. So that's what this election has turned into. I think for that, it's insecure. It leaves vulnerability for people. But again, you tie that to Trump, and you tie that to, you look at Clinton. You go, all right, emails. But then you look at Trump and just go, clean the swamp. Okay, whatever. So it just, you're stuck in the middle a little bit, which is why skipping the top is probably going to be maybe the most popular.
It's definitely going to be
certainly more popular than what it has been in recent past, because people still want to turn out and vote for the local micro races, as I like to call them. But they don't want to go anywhere near the top of the ticket, because they just don't see any value in it. But, and Barney is the dinosaur I was thinking of as well. Round out the segment. Oi, boys and girls, it's the US presidential election. Stay tuned. Here's the deal. Rounding this out. So, I'm not in the prediction game, by the way. Just want to put that out there. None of this is prediction. You have to tune into the election results night and see how this pans out. You look at the polls, you look at the maps, you've analysed it to you've been it into the ground a little bit tonight. And if this is not your cup of tea, I do apologise. We'll be back to regular programming shortly. Next week is Extra Life. But I think you look at all this and it's set up perfectly for a Clinton win. I mean, I didn't want to say that, but it is. And I gave out the possibilities for Trump to tie it up. He cannot. I shouldn't say he cannot. It's unlikely that he'll pull it back from this point. Here you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, I promise there'll be something fun on the other side of the commercial break, other than that's got nothing to do with politics whatsoever. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Pleasure as always. It's 10:50.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. We've been talking the vote all evening, and I need something that isn't all about the election for a little bit, because it's depressing to think about, because it certainly is. Now, the Melbourne Cup is this week. If you're not in Australia, you need to look up the race that stops the nation. It happens on Tuesday, the 1st of November. Happens in Melbourne, Victoria. And they, news.com.au, have teamed up with TAB and have done a kind of 10-minute, we're not going to go through all of them, of course, 10-minute kind of do and do not. Remember to gamble responsibly, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Not that I have to say that, but hey, you do what you have to do. So, if you've only got 10 minutes to find yourself, you want to check out our guide on every runner in the 2016 Melbourne. We're not going to do every single one of them. So, let's have a look. Where's number one? 19, 2, 9, 3, 14. Okay, so... Okay, so... The verdict... Let's go through the verdicts. So we only have a couple of minutes here before we have to head on out of here. So number one is Big Orange, 57 kilos by James Spencer. Verdict. A front-running starter who will have no trouble with the 2 miles and will benefit if, as expected, the pace comes early this year. Weight should not be a problem, as he's used to carrying big imposters. Cannot ignore a horse that can go distance and comes out into a race form. If the track is not soggy, he has a chance. Al Ivanhoe, 57 kilos. Verdict. If it's worth nothing that he has made up in the final 400 metres of the Corfin Cup to improve 5 places, I don't see him improving further. Oof. Yikes. Let's go with Kerun Marotic. While he is professional at collecting a check for his owners, he's a nightmare for bunters. Oof. Next one, Bondi Beach. Verdict? Another of Lloyd and Nick Williams' stables. Bookies are keeping Bondi Beach safe. Aww. Exosphic. Verdict, gets a pull in the weights on Jamaica from the Caulfield Cup, and if race is run to suit and it's not too wet, he's a high hope despite distance queries. 6 is Hartnell. The verdict is ran 15th. Lots to like. Number 7 is Who Shot Torabin. Verdict is was unlucky last year, as his form was good, but he smashed the final straight. 8 is Wicklow Brave. Verdict is, if he can repeat previous event, he's in a legitimate winning chance, even though that's ranked 24th. 9 is Alamoonguth. He can stay. Okay. Galavanti. Following to regimen the lead from Sydney Cup success, gets a 2, loves it wet, and rookie hopes. Let's see. Grand Marshal, Jamaica, Heartbreak City. I like these names. I'm just going to read these names now because we're running out of time. Sir John Hawkwood, Excess Knowledge. Jeez. Beautiful Romance, Alderman, Asian, Grey Lion. Ocean O'Grammar. What? Secret Number. Patharillion. Okay. Query. A Rose of Virginia. Anyway. That is your Melbourne Cup. And that is your show for today. Next week is Extra Life, so join us for that at geek-io.net/extra-life. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. So good to be here with you for the last 2 hours. It's 11 o'clock.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AO Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geek business, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.